Between July 1915 and March 1916, Sharif Hussein of Mecca and Sir Henry McMahon exchanged 10 letters in which Britain sought an Arab revolt against the Ottomans in return for recognition of Arab independence in specified purely Arab regions. McMahon's wording deliberately left room for exclusions where France cannot be said to have a free hand, notably parts of coastal Syria. The correspondence never explicitly resolved whether Palestine fell inside or outside the promised zone, and that studied ambiguity, visible in the October 24, 1915 letter and subsequent replies, became a central fault line in post-war argument about British commitments. The letters reveal Britain balancing immediate military needs with French claims and imperial latitude, while Hussein aimed to convert wartime leverage into a broad Arab kingdom.